Previously on Algoa FM.
The other guy wanted to know, what is this Amapiano? And I was like, yo, last year when we went to AFCON, to the Africa Cup of Nations, we arrived as a team nobody cared about. You want to travel from the airport, you jump on a bus and you travel for 100 kilometers, only to find the hotel is all of 3 kilometers from the airport.
Across South Africa, the song all week has been Siya, yeah, we are going. This was despite the anticlimax that was a 0-0 draw against Zimbabwe, with Rwanda remaining and Nigeria looming in the distance. It's now all beautiful history. Bafana Bafana are going to their first World Cup since the one we hosted 15 years ago. And for their media boss, Mninawa Ntloko, the first 36 hours would be a frenzy of calls from just about everyone.
I think what has changed in the last day or so since we've qualified is the fact that these inquiries are now coming from outside of the country. Mm. They are coming from places that do not ordinarily want to know what we are up to. And now they also want to know what exactly are we up to. So the interest is now, it's on a global scale.
Nee, what kind of things do they want to find out?
They want to know anything and everything. And I must add, it's not just about Bafana Bafana. It's about us as a country, South Africa. It is about the things that we like. One guy wanted to know what type of food do our players enjoy, and I had to think long and hard. So I also understand that it's going to happen. They will want to know. The other guy wanted to know, what is this Amapiano? That give us some perspective. Do you play Amapiano in camp? And I was like, yo, okay. I thought we'd be talking about football, but I can see. But look, I can appreciate that yeah. People will be interested, not just about our football, not just about our players, but just to understand us. And I know that a lot of what I'll be asked to put into our whole package about who we are will also include things like that, because the interest is not limited to just the football. It's also it's around the country. I think you'll remember now that in 2010 you were in the game,
yeah.
And I'm sure some of the questions that Tina is journalists at the time, we were also interviewed by other journalists from other countries that wanted to understand more about the country that was hosting this World Cup. And they asked all of these questions. They were quite interested to understand us as a people, as a country, as our culture, and all sorts of things.
I just remembered immediately we once hosted on our show this television crew from Mexico. So this is a few days before the start of the World Cup, because Mexico was in our group. So I guess they wanted to find out as much about us as possible. So totally understand what is happening.
I suppose since we've been missing from the World Cup stage for so many years, this has reignited the interest in people and who want to know more about what we're going to do. And also the other important thing here is that there's a huge community of South Africans in the US who are living there either permanently or who are there working or whatever the case may be, because there's a huge, massive population of people who are there who have contacted us, by the way. As soon as we qualified, they want to know what our programs are, where are we going to be based, where are we staying, and so on and so on, because they also want to come, because some of them haven't been home for years, and this is an opportunity for them to connect with their countrymen. Let me tell you, my sister lives in the US, mm-hmm. and she's been celebrating more than anyone else. She's been going crazy. She's counting the days until we arrive. And at the moment, I don't even know where we're going to be staying, where we're going to be based, but she wants that information. And she says this is not just for her, but an entire community of South Africans who are her friends and people that she interacts with who want to go to the stadium and support the team.
Commercial interests as well amongst the people that are going to be calling Bafana Bafana now. It's going to be all these brands that want to be associated with SAFA. I mean, it's going to be a great time. It's going to be a great time for the players as well, personally. And, you know, people will see them on billboards. The World Cup is big, like you were saying, but when our team is there, it just becomes massive for the country itself.
Most definitely. I mean, look, I must say, Wenatata, that the partners I'm going to be announcing in the next couple of days, They're not partners who are coming on board because of us qualifying. All the conversations that we had with them were had way before we qualified. So I must declare that up front. And in a way, I'm also hinting to you, I'm going to be making some major announcements in the next couple of days until next week.
That's great.
So those are people who have been talking to us over an extended period, who believed in this project even before we qualified. So the other partners and other potential people who are also interested, obviously it's part of the spin-offs that come with this sort of thing, because you don't get a bigger stage in sport than the FIFA World Cup. So that type of association, obviously it's success on the pitch, which is what we want. I do imagine, as you are saying, that it's going to be an interesting couple of weeks for our marketing and commercial department.
Let's not forget the team isn't just playing in the USA, Mexico, Canada 26. There's also Morocco in January, where AFCON will be held. There was a time when Bafana could neither qualify for the World Cup nor the African Championship.
The interesting dynamic here is that last year, when we went to AFCON, to the Africa Cup of Nations, we arrived as a team nobody cared about, as a team nobody was speaking about. We were in a group with teams that were favorites. They didn't give us any attention, and it worked very well for us.
Yeah.
Because not only did we emerge from that group, we went all the way to the semifinals, and eventually we won third place and we came back with a bronze medal. But as the coach said to me, he said, let me tell you something. When we go to AFCON in December, we are going to arrive as a totally different team, because first of all, we won bronze when no one expected us.
Yeah.
And then we won a group that had Nigeria,
yeah,
that had Benin, that had Zimbabwe, that had Lesotho, but more importantly, that had Nigeria, who were regarded as the favorites. And we were not supposed to come out of that group, and we've done exactly that. And now we are not going to arrive with that element of surprise again. We are going to arrive as one of the teams to beat. Let me tell you, Tata, one thing that has happened. Now, one of the things that I have seen on the continent during our travels since last year, all of the countries we've gone to, they know our starting lineup right down to the substitutes. They will name our players, roll off their tongues. Like, we will be like going through their team list and we're doing research. Okay, who's this guy? So they know every single player.
Is it because of the television exposure?
I think it's got everything to do with what happened in AFCON, because the interest in us peaked in AFCON. Then they started getting really interested. They started getting invested in our team. And also the fact that a lot of our players play at home, and television and our television channels are across the continent, and they watch so much of PSL football that they know us inside out. And our press conferences were packed, all of our press conferences. And these guys would come and tell us, no, we know. So Malibongwe, you played 3 matches in the PSL against them. I'm like, sure, these guys.
and also, Omni, I mean, it's not just Bafana. Have been feeding off the successes of Orlando Pirates and Sundowns at club level, because those teams have gone all the way. I mean, we almost had a case where we might have had Orlando Pirates and Sundowns in the final of CAF, of the Champions League.
Most definitely. I think the coach has said it a number of times, that there's nothing he loves more than seeing what our teams are doing in all of these CAF competitions, because the experience and the exposure to continental and international football that these teams get, you cannot buy that type of experience anywhere. And it comes to us indirectly, because ordinarily you would want your players to be playing maybe COSAFA, playing here and there and try and get some experience here. But we managed to short circuit the system by ensuring that these guys get the experience. When you have a system that allows players to gain international experience, at least so that when they arrive and join Bafana, you're not starting from scratch dealing with players who are not going to understand that when you travel to Bujumbura, you must know that the pitch is uneven. You must know you arrive at the airport, there's soldiers with guns. You're going to be sent from pillar to post. You're going to be harassed. You're gonna travel from the airport. You jump on a bus and you travel for 100 kilometers, only to find the hotel is all of 3 kilometers from the airport. But you have driven 100 kilometers to get to a place that's only 3 kilometers from the airport. But because they need to harass you, there will be people who will play a brass band underneath your hotel windows
the whole
24
night.
Hours or longer, all of those things. So those things you understand when you're playing a Champions League, CAF competitions, and then it becomes that much more easier when you now must go to the national team, because you understand that when you play away from home, it's definitely playing away from home. This is not a drill. This is just the way things are. So I think, to go back on your original point, we play Champions League football, we play CAF Confed, we play all of these tournaments, and we've had Sundowns, we've had Pirates, we've had Stellies, and now we have Kaizer Chiefs. The experience these guys gain from these tournaments is priceless, and it makes the coach's life easier, because he knows that he's not selecting players who don't understand what it means to actually now go to war. And
the team is fairly young. Do they even remember 2010?
No. They know exactly what they are doing on behalf of their country. They know that. They understand what it means to put on a jersey. And it's funny you should mention what you are saying, because the coach actually said this a couple of days ago to media in Bombela. I think this was, it was just after we just qualified. And then I went to fetch him for the press conference. And then we went to the press conference. And he said something there. He said, you know, when he first arrived in this country, there were some players in the team who treated International Week and FIFA Week to play, whether it's friendlies or qualifiers, they treated them as a 7 days holiday away from their club. Mm-hmm. And they would arrive and just be chilled and relaxed and not take anything seriously, because nobody took the national team seriously.
Yeah.
And he picked it up immediately that some of them thought they would just play around, jog a couple of minutes, and then get off, have fun, be on their phones. Then after we go and play a game, we have a negative result. Sometimes they go back to their clubs and get back to their real job. So he quickly worked out who these people were in the team, and he started getting rid of them one by one.
Do we have a preference of which, because, I mean, the World Cup is hosted in three different countries?
I don't think so at the moment. After the draw is done, they must tell us where we are going. And then we can start planning based on what we understand and what we are going to be going. Because I'm hearing things from the U.S. Yeah,
let me not even go there. Well, wherever it is, the team has seen it all, whether in the U.S., whether in Mexico or Canada. All we say is, see ya, ya.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.